Please bow your heads and pray with me. Father, we thank you for this glorious morning of the celebration of the resurrection, Jesus, of you from the dead. In spite of the rain, Lord, we know that you're here. We thank you that you've brought us here this morning. Now, Holy Spirit, speak to us. Take these words and thoughts of mine and use them to speak to us. And all the words that I say, may Jesus be your words we hear. Amen. Please be seated. If I could have the kids come forward. Thank you so much for decorating the cross. You can come sit on the floor just for a couple of minutes because I want to see. Oh, I love the outfits. Love the outfits. It's great. Oh, that's great. Love your outfits too, but, you know, they're better, okay? Great. So Easter, what's the most important thing today for you? What are you looking forward to the most? That Jesus came alive on Easter. That's great. How many are also looking forward to candy? Ah, there's some honesty. Easter egg hunt after the service. Fortunately inside, okay, not outside. But we have something else for those that have been watching the incubator in our children's chapel room. Magically, something happened to those eggs. Rebecca, did something happen to some of the eggs? Oh, I understand. What, 16? 14 of these gorgeous little chicks. Look at that. See? He says, good morning. He's looking at everyone. There's a brown one. There's a black one. Look at this one. Oh, isn't that cute? Yes, they are so cute. How many remember buying dyed chicks in the... So don't dye me. Okay, there you go. That's right. There you go. Thank you so much. So candy, new outfits, Easter baskets, chicks. What's it all about? Why don't I talk about that? You guys can go back to your seats. There was a Sunday school teacher that asked that exact question. And the answers are always entertaining, how appropriate our kids were. But teacher said, what's Easter all about? One kid said, egg salad sandwiches for the next 2 weeks. love it. And then another one said, well, what's Easter all about? And she got, you know, the Easter bunny and Easter eggs and all of that. And she said, no, those are traditions that help us celebrate what happened at Easter. But what's Easter really about? And one little girl raised her hand. She started off great. Easter celebrate Jesus coming out of the tomb. Oh, the teacher was excited, as I was, to hear our answer this morning. Yes, she excited. She was excited, and she didn't need to correct that answer. Proud of herself, the little girl went on. Then Jesus looked to see if he can see his shadow, and if there were 6 more weeks of winter. What is it all about? Bunny rabbits, Easter eggs, new dresses, chicks that have hatched. What's it all about? The resurrection of Jesus. But does it make a difference? Listen again from the reading, this time from John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. This is a resurrection appearance the afternoon of Sunday. He said this to show him his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord and again said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that by believing you may have life in his name. What I hear in those words is we're not just celebrating a historical event. We are. It did happen, the resurrection of Jesus. But the intent is that historical event is to make impact on our daily life, make a difference in us. Does it? I just had a birthday, and at 56, I lived through that time of the beginning of the renewal,
contemporary Christian music scene, of which we sing a lot of the tunes here. And one of the earliest artists in that whole production of Christian music were Bill, and still are, Bill and Gloria Gaither. They've written thousands, I think, of Christian songs. In the 1960s, they were going through some tough times. Bill had become seriously ill, and the criticism of their music was it wasn't spiritual enough. And Gloria was pregnant. It was on New Year's Eve, so the writer says, that Gloria writes, "I sat alone in the darkness thinking about the rebellious world and all of our problems." Things haven't changed much. I think they've gotten worse since 1960. "And about our baby yet unborn. Who in their right mind would bring a child into a world like this? Is that not a question we ask? Do I dare begin a life in the world we live in?" But then something happened, she said. "I can't quite explain what happened in the next moment, but suddenly I felt released from it all. The panic that had begun to build inside was gently dispelled by a reassuring presence and a soft voice that kept saying, 'Don't forget the empty tomb. Don't forget the empty tomb.' Then I knew I could have the baby and face the future with hope and trust. For I had been reminded that it was all worth it just because he lives." Out of that experience, she wrote the lyrics, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives." You see, when Jesus got up out of that tomb, it made all the difference. It made all the difference. It didn't just happen, but it changed everything. Because he walked out of that tomb after his death, I have peace. When Jesus appeared to his disciples on that first Sunday, he said, "Peace be with you." That word peace, shalom, it means more than just quiet. It means wholesomeness, completeness, serenity, harmony of life. When Jesus said, "Peace be with you," he was saying a lot. As a priest coming up, well, just past my 30 years, I've done a lot of funerals. I've done funerals of people very faithful in church and people I've never met in the world. And they call and say, "Can you do a funeral?" And of course, graciously, we say yes. We do the best we can. And many times those folks that have not found themselves in church, the family becomes very apologetic. And they say something like, "Well, Frank made peace with God before he died." And I just receive it, pray for the family. But I know in my spirit, Frank didn't make peace with God. Because we can't make peace with God. See, we're fallen. And as much as we struggle to make the grade, do the right thing, I find myself falling again. Disappointing my Heavenly Father and realizing, gosh, if it's dependent upon me and what I'm earning in my points, I'm not there. If I'm the one that has to make peace with God, the bad news is I failed. That's true for you as well for me. But the good news is we failed and he found a solution. That's what the death of Jesus is about. And that's what the resurrection proclaims, shouts, with every breath that God has. The death of Jesus on the cross, I give my approval to. And not only my approval, it's effective for you that receive it. And his resurrection shows us that he conquered death. You see, Jesus could make peace between us and our Heavenly Father. I can't make peace with my Father. He had to make the move, and He did. The resurrection of Jesus affords me a relationship with my Creator, because now I'm at peace with Him as I receive the forgiveness of Jesus from the cross. I can know Him personally. I can talk with Him. He walks with me. He guides me. He strengthens me. I have peace in every sense of that word, shalom. And I have a promise. At the end of the encounter of the risen Christ, John tells us, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing may have life in His name." Or that very familiar verse, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him, trusts in Him, will not perish, but will have everlasting life." We have a society in which people are pursuing happiness and peace and longevity. Hundreds of thousands of dollars and remedies are spent. Schemes are contrived to extend life and to make things wonderful. But they don't really work. Society is not any happier after all the millions that have been spent. Jesus said, "I have a better offer. I'm not only going to come and walk with you in this life, I am offering you eternity." That's real hope. That's real hope. Life where we have that which we need to get through, an eternal life that's far greater than we've ever experienced it. Jesus, throughout His ministry, talked about the hope that He brings, the real hope. That's why we're here. It's not about the cute chicks, and they are cute, the candy, the egg salad sandwiches, or whatever else. It's about the real hope that's afforded to us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. If you've not received the peace that Jesus brings, the hope that eternity brings, or it's faded, all it takes is a simple prayer. "Lord Jesus, I receive Your forgiveness, and I want that hope to be lodged deep within me." Or maybe your prayer is a prayer of recommitment because you've pushed Him away and you've let things get in the way. "Lord, may You come back in the center, and may that hope burn within me again as it once did." Whatever it takes to connect with Him, to receive what He offers you. Whether you need to send me a text, call me on the phone and say, "Father Mark, I want to get together with you." Do it. Write your name on the connection card that's in your bulletin and put it in the offering plate. Whatever way in which you would need assistance for Him to connect with you, please do it. Allow the resurrection to be something that makes a difference in your life as well as mine. It's because He lives that I can face tomorrow. It's because He lives, I know that He holds a future. And it's just because He lives that I have hope. This morning, what I'd like to do is to end the sermon time with us standing and singing that song. For some of us, it'll be very familiar. "Because He Lives" by Gloria and Bill Gaither. It's in your bulletin.
God sent his son. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
It's because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that we have life and that we have hope. May that hope burn in our soul. May it drive us through the days ahead of us. May your resurrection, Jesus, make a difference in our life today. In your name we pray. Amen.